So I'm jumping on and just want to share with you right now where I'm at, what I'm up to with my business, and putting it out there. So if you know anyone or you are interested in it, this is my public declaration of what it is that I do. And if you're feeling it, that's cool. If not, hey, have a listen anyway. It's going to be a wild ride. Your adventurous life begins the moment you step out of your comfort zone. And that's why I started the Misadventurous podcast. I'm Tiffany Rouge, and I'm all about personal growth, changing through setbacks, standing strong in the face of injustice, and defining your own worth. I'm your host, and I'm connecting you with knowledge, voices, and stories of success. Women who have channeled their inner lady boss, business leaders, spirituality, and connection so that you can enjoy your life, make some serious bank, and live the life that you choose. So for those of you who haven't listen to the full catalogue of the Misadventurous podcast, that's okay. You can totally go back. I mean, we've got plenty of time now, something to kill the time with. Anyway, I have essentially left radio and started my own podcast agency. Now, I live in New Zealand, and the reason that I'm starting the podcast agency in New Zealand is because there isn't one. And it's like, well, how is there not one? I might as well open one and be the first, right? So, now I get to brand myself with the number one podcast agency in New Zealand because it was the first, yo! It's so good. And basically what I do is I provide podcasting services for people and mainly businesses because if you want to have a podcast and you don't have any money, you probably don't want to pay someone like me to do it. But if you are someone who has a business and you think a podcast will benefit your business, people are generally more willing to invest. But that being said, the reason that people want to start a podcast is endless. Like, you can have so many different reasons. And the people that I've spoken to within starting this business have, like, no two reasons have been the same. And I freaking love it. Like, in the same way that I love creating this podcast for you and sharing it, I love hearing what other people have to say and why they want to share what it is that they want to share. Because the content is always different. The context is always different. But the method of them wanting to share is where I come in. And I love it. So I have a digital marketing funnel. Yep, your girl has figured out how to do Facebook advertising. Shout out to you if you've seen it. The name of my business, by the way, is sanctuarymedia.co or Sanctuary Media Co. And if you want to know what I've been doing and why I've been so quiet and, you know, I've been working on that, just go to sanctuarymedia.co on the internet. I built that website, so thank you very much. I'm quite proud of it. I've built absolutely everything that has anything to do with that website. So the podcast that you can see on there called Sound Growth, built that. And many more. And I've built the little ability to book in a time and a session with me to have someone, you know, who isn't quite sure and, you know, you want the ability to book in a session. It's essentially you going into my calendar and picking a time and then us meeting at that time. Who would have thought there's a lot of framework and stuff to actually do that? But now you have the ability to do that with me. So if you want to start a podcast, and you're not quite sure where to even go about starting, start there. Sanctuarymedia.co. It's a good place. I have also managed to create some podcasts for some incredible people. I have an ongoing client who I absolutely love working with, who is really doing some incredible things. So if you haven't heard of the Happy and Wealthy podcast, I highly recommend you listen to it. And you listen to a dear, dear friend of mine whose name is Alejandra Rojas, who is a money and mindset coach. And if you are struggling with that, and maybe COVID-19 hasn't been very kind to you, and you are one of the unlucky few who find yourself without a job and an income, I recommend listening and getting in touch with Alejandra, because girl is going to help you. And a really good place to start is with her podcast, because she gives that away for free. Anything else you might have to pay for, or you can just figure something out with her, because she's a really solid girl. So yes, highly recommend you going and catching up and introducing yourself to her, especially if you're in that situation. So with that, I work with her, but then I also work with lots of other podcasters to do different things. So after a long and very roundabout, windy conversation with my dear brother, who is 5 years ahead of me and, you know, is actually killing it in the mechanical keyboard game. And if you don't know what a mechanical keyboard is, just go to Daily Clack. Just Google Daily Clack and you'll be fine. Got some great advice from him, because the guy knows a shitload more about business than I do. And he helped me kind of diversify my product offering. So I was at a point where I was only offering one thing and I was finding it hard to convert, which means to turn the people that I'm speaking to into paying customers. So like convert, you know, leads to customers. And so I'm telling him I can't convert, and he's like, well, you don't offer anything else and it's not going to help people with their problems. So I am at a point where I was working with a lovely, other beautiful coach. Her name is Tania Carr. And if you're in New Zealand and you aren't quite sure what to do with your life, you should definitely have a chat with Tania Carr or listen to the Coach Carr channel, because I have made her podcast for, you know, a couple of episodes, and she's doing some incredible stuff, having some incredible conversations with some real authentic Maori voices and Maori women whose stories need to be shared. And if you're thinking like, and you're wondering what it's like to be a Indigenous New Zealand woman, you should definitely be listening to the Coach Carr channel. She's got a Facebook group which you can go and watch these women have the conversation, or she's got a podcast, and you can find them on like any podcast channel essentially. Just Google the Coach Carr, C-A-R-R, and you're away. It's like authentic realness, incredible. Anyway, was working with her. She's also got a company called The Coaching Hub. So if you're a coach and you're thinking, or you want to be a coach and you aren't quite sure about how to go about doing that, definitely go to The Coaching Hub. Just Google The Coaching Hub, or just find, like, just Google The Coaching Hub dot Tania Carr, or Tania Carr, or just get in touch with me and I will send you her way, her your way, you her way. Anyway, and on her Coaching Hub website, she's putting my services, but she sat with me and she was like, okay, we need to do this. And there's a certain like level, like tier of amount of like service and product you can give people. And so she sent me back this 3-tier podcasting, and I thought, why don't I diversify even more? So now I offer sessions with me. Like if you're someone who wants to start a podcast, but you have no idea where to start and you're not quite sure, but you want someone to hold your hand, you can pay me to do that. And that's kind of cool, because I know how to start a podcast. I just restarted this one and I started another one. So, you know, we're here, I'm podcasting. If you need to know about it, get in touch with your girl, because I can help. And that involves all aspects of podcasting, from the I don't know what to say part, to the I don't know how to record, to the I don't know what to do after I've recorded to turn it into a podcast and so that it's online and other people can listen to it on Spotify and iTunes and Google and the rest, right? I can help you with all that stuff, or I can do it all for you except the record part, right? Because generally that's kind of where the people want to have the most control and the most sort of like, you know, it's your podcast. You want to be able to say the things. So I do absolutely everything else, but help you say the things so that you can go and say the things and then you just have a podcast. So that's kind of cool, right? Like, I make you feel confident enough to say all the things that you want to say into a microphone. I let you, I help you get a microphone and feel comfortable and confident about it. And then you just send me the audio after you've hit record and press stop, you know, done your thing and press stop. And then you have a podcast. Well, obviously you pay me some money, but then you have a podcast. Like, how cool is that, right? It sounds really awesome. Apparently, that's not what a lot of people want. But that's kind of cool because I can offer all of these things and get money for them. So that's kind of awesome. So yeah, as well as that, I've created this whole marketing tool, which is the Sound Growth Podcast. And so on the website, you'll see Sound Growth Podcast and then there's like a whole bunch of blogs. Who would have thought there is so much, you know, required with putting a blog together, mate? If I could not blog, I totally would. But blogging is really important and essential for remaining relevant in your field, creating content and up-to-date stuff and reminding people that you are alive and that your business is a thing and bringing in new customers. So it's kind of like, all right, I've got to do this. Like, marketing is a thing, because then how do you get people to find you to want to pay you money, right? This is like all this stuff I'm learning about business that I had no idea about. This time last year, I was finishing up working at a very toxic radio station. It's amazing how much can change in a year. So if you're listening to this and going like, shit, where am I? What have I done? Just take a minute to think about what you were doing last year. And if it is the exact same thing, that's fine. Are you okay with it though? If you are, again, that's sweet. Look at you living your best life. Go on, get on with your bad self, keep doing it. But if you're not, maybe it's time to start thinking about what you'd rather be doing. What it is, you know, get dreaming what it is you'd like to be doing this time next year. I mean, this time next year, I sure as hell do not want to be going into winter. I want to be going into summer and wearing lots of nice clothes and, you know, feeling really awesome. So that's kind of where I want to be next year. Where do you want to be next year? Write it down. See how far you get. I've done this really cool thing and I think I have shared it with you. On the podcast on some previous episodes, where you future cast. So you write down the date. So like the date, whatever the date today is for you, write down just the next year. So if it's the 17th of June, 2020, write down the 17th of June, 2021. And picture it as this is where I am right now. So my name is Tiffany. It is the 17th of June, 2021, and I'm about to tuck into a big, massive bowl of pasta. Boom. And just go from there. Get really creative and silly. You know, I've solved world hunger. Well, maybe be a little bit more realistic. So don't say I've solved world hunger, but like, I've solved my own hunger and I now own a Ferrari. You know, just get really beautifully imaginative about what it is that you would like to have done between now and next year. Then, this is the key part, right? You stop, you read it, right? You read it and you can either laugh, you can cry, you can get excited, you can get, I wouldn't say get sad, but you know, just do the things that are on the happier side of life. So laugh, get excited, jump up and down, giggle, tell your partner, tell your best mate, think about how silly it is, just anything that invokes a happy kind of response. Do all of that stuff, read it again. Do all of that stuff again, read it again. Do all of that stuff again, then put it away. Forget about it. Just see, right? Just like see that if you do come to that book again in a year's time or wherever it is that you wrote that future cast, just see how much of that has come true. Like, there is power in you putting action into your words. By you writing those words, that is the first step into your action. How crazy is that, right? Well, that is all that I wanted to share with you today. If you are looking to start a business, mate, I can only share what I know with you. I would suggest finding someone with a little bit more business knowledge. But hey, if I'm the only person that you know with some business knowledge, feel free to send me a DM. Get in contact with me with however you think you can. Head on over to sanctuarymedia.co because there are some great ways to contact me on there. And hey, we'll have a chat. Well, that's almost it from me here on Miss Adventurous. If you dig what you hear and want to keep up to date with every single episode of the Miss Adventurous podcast, hit subscribe however you're listening to this right now. And if you want to be even more of a legend and help other wayward adventurers find this path, I'd love it if you head on over to iTunes and rate and review this podcast. Go on, 5 stars for all that positivity, right? So until next time, and don't forget, it's the small choices that we make every single day that build up to that big change that you're working towards. So stay with it.